Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So if we are sick because we eat sick food, then it only makes sense that if we eat healthy food, we can be healthy, don't you think? I think that's true. The standard American diet is sick. And of course, all of this means we are sick. If you eat sick food, your body's going to be sick. But there is hope for a healthier future. My friend is Frankie Bauer. She is with us today to discuss how our food is connected to our health. Frankie, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Oh, it is such a pleasure to be here, Dr. Mike. And I hope your audience realizes how lucky they are to have someone so knowledgeable and so great as you, because he's a great guest on the Frankie Bauer Show as well, everybody. He is wonderful on my show as well.
But I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're absolutely right. When it comes to the standard American diet, Dr. Mike, what we don't look at is what our foods are eating. So we don't look at what the livestock may be eating, or the chickens are eating, or whatever it is that you're consuming. What are the foods that the animals eating?
Right. I don't know if people really consider that. Sometimes do they? They don't go that far back.
I don't think we do.
We're not connected to the food anymore. We're not connected that way, or are we? We just see it in a grocery store.
That's right. So when we look at what we're eating, there has been a tremendous amount of influx, a tremendous increase in the amount of urinary tract infections from young women that are eating a lot of chickens. Those chickens are being fed with contaminated antibiotics and other foods to fatten them up that are directly affecting young women now in this country that eat a lot of chicken.
Let's back up for a sec, though. Let me ask you this, because I wonder about how did we get to this state of our food chain, which is really sick. I mean, what happened? What caused us to go from that localized fresh food from the localized farmer to this very sick food chain that we're dealing with today? Do you have any thoughts of what's driving this today?
Yes, I think what has happened is that we in this country are not really understanding that agriculture had an abundance of a tremendous abundance of corn, and through the years that corn became part of the diet for our animals, and then you open up another bag of genetically modified foods, so you have a couple of issues. And I think it's just, instead of becoming agriculture, it became agribusiness.
Oh, see, I think there's something there, right? It's become a big business, hasn't it, to mass produce these foods, right?
Yes. It really has, you know? So here we are, a country that we've become this fast nation. Everything is 24/7. We want it now.
Right. Yeah.
What we don't seem to understand or realize is that you can still have fabulous, delicious whole foods that are nutrient dense just as easy as it is to make anything else, if not faster or easier, that give you both the benefits inside as well as outside.
Yeah. What do you think when you look at the state of our food sources, what I call the food chain? What I mean by that, Frankie, is the livestock, the produce. I just kind of lump it all together in this food chain phrase, right? When you look at the sick American food chain today, what do you think is the worst thing going on?
For me, I would have to say sugar. High fructose corn syrup, sugar, sugar. And I have a real problem with the way we are taking grains and compromising them. I have a hard time with flours today and what we're doing to those as well, and how we have taken away any nutrient resemblance. what our grandmothers were eating is a totally different crop of foods in every way, shape, and form than what we are eating.
Yeah.
And the strain of the grain is so different.
Yeah. I've told people, Frankie, on this show before, maybe I didn't tell you, Frankie, I'm half Greek. I don't know if I told you that. So my mom, I know my Smith's my last name. You're like, Smith, really? No, my mom's maiden name is Skrogiani. So she's Greek and Albanian. It's kind of a mix. And I remember it's funny you mentioned grandmas. My grandma, I remember the types of meals she would cook for us. And the dinner plate, first of all, it was a lot smaller than the standard American dinner plate. And it was full of greens and colored fruits and vegetables. And the protein was always lean, and it was a very small piece of it. The bread portions were smaller. Boy, our plates today have really changed since then, haven't they?
Well, yeah. It's crazy what we're consuming today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
So that's,
you know, we just...
Yeah.
We don't realize the amount that we're consuming. So we have that bagel in the morning. Oh, what's the big deal? It's just a bagel. Or we'll have a muffin. Oh, it's got whole grains in it. And then we go out for lunch and we'll have a sandwich. We come back from lunch and we have to get the kids. There's this going on, that meeting. We'll grab and go. And we'll grab a piece of pizza. So by the end of the day, look at what we have consumed in carbohydrates in our poor body. And, you know, as a doctor, you can talk about the pancreas working so hard and the glucose levels in the body and all of that. But look at what we're doing to our poor systems. We're really giving our hearts a good work for its money.
So when we talk about the standard American diet, then what we're talking about is it's we're overeating, but we're malnourished in a sense. It's not balanced, right? Yeah, we're getting a lot of the carbs, a lot of the simple carbs. Plus, we're adding to that all of the different processed ingredients, the artificial ingredients, the colors, the sweeteners, the flavorings, the nitrates, all that kind of the preservatives. So we're eating too much of a bunch of gunk, aren't we? I mean, that's basically the standard American diet.
Absolutely,
right?
We are. And then many are using cans that have BPA in the linings and the toxins from the environment. And here you go. You go to the dry cleaner. You know, all of this toxic load between the foods and the environment, Dr. Mike, add up. And, you know, after a while, the body, which is so resistant, is so resilient, it wants to heal itself. It wants to be in a state of health. And then every once in a while, it just says, I'm done. I'm going to break down. I'm going to get sick. And I'm done. You're not going to do this to me anymore.
Well, what do you think? If you could tell my listeners one or two, ways that they could start moving from that standard American diet into a much more healthier diet. Is there a couple of things that you can help my listeners to get started with? Is it cleaning out their cabinets? Is it learning how to shop different at the grocery? I mean, what can you help us here? Give us a couple tips how we can start eating healthier.
Well, one of the things that I was not born with the best genes in life. My brother was 42 years old, Dr. Mike, when he dropped dead, washing his car and then washed his neighbor's car. And it was when he was washing his neighbor's car that he dropped dead. So I don't have great genes. I have an older sister who has had numerous heart operations, diabetes, breast cancer, high blood pressure. I have a nephew that has the same, and everyone
I'll tell you
has
what, Frankie,
died very young.
Frankie, let's do this. Let's hold that thought. Let's take a break here. When we come back, you'll finish that story, and then we'll move into how we can start eating that healthier diet. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.